Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, October 13th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 2¾ cents at 4.93¼. December wheat up 8¼ cents at 5.79¾. And November beans down 9¾ cents at 12.80¼. The meal closed down 2.90. And the oil was up 101 ticks. I'm really surprised at the action in here today. Crude oil finished up about 478 a barrel. Gold up $60 an ounce. Silver up 95 cents an ounce. I have no idea why the beans weren't better supported in here. We had the sale this morning. We had good weekly sales at 1.06 million metric tons. I have no idea why the funds... I think they came in long about 10,000 contracts, and I think they sold out of those here today. So they're back to about even in the beans and the oil, still long meal. I have no idea why they would get out here today. It just baffles me. The corn market with the crude oil being this strong, I thought should have been higher. We put in a double top on December corn at 4.98¾. That always makes me a little bit nervous out here. But maybe the markets are just trying to catch their breath after yesterday's big rally in the beans. I haven't heard one word about the Ukrainian war, except that Russia has absolutely pounded Ukraine in the last 2 days. So I guess they can feel they can get away with it with the world's attention squarely on Israel and the Gaza Strip. Now, if things really explode there, which they certainly could tonight or tomorrow, I can't imagine that the crude oil won't be another $5 or $10 higher. I would think that the metals would be sharply higher. And I think the grains should be higher too, particularly with the funds still short a lot of wheat and a lot of corn. After today, I still have them short 82,000 contracts of wheat and 137,000 contracts of corn. So I would just love to see gap open higher on Sunday night, gap higher open on Monday morning, and just leave these funds in the dust on their short positions out here. So, again, I'm kind of disappointed considering some of the news. We've got heavy rains delaying harvest out here in most of the Midwest, certainly in the northern half. So, you know, again, I just don't know why corn and beans wouldn't have acted better here. They haven't changed the South American forecast that I've seen. It's still hot and dry north to wet south. Argentina stays hot and dry for the next 2 weeks. So, I'm just kind of baffled to tell you the truth. So anyway, we'll see what happens Sunday night. We'll obviously be keeping an eye on the Middle East and see what happens there. And that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call at 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Edge.